holy hills of heaven call me to mansions bright across the seas where love once wait and crowns are given. Oh, the hills of home, they're calling me. I see loved ones, they're over yonder. Their tears are gone, and their hearts are free. And from the throne, King Jesus beckons. Oh, the hills of home, they're calling me. This house of flesh is but a prison. Bars of bones, yes, they hold my soul. But these doors of clay will burst wide open when the angels set my spirit free. Then I'll take my flight like a mighty eagle. Oh, the hills of home are calling me. Then I'll take my flight like a mighty eagle. Oh, the hills of home are calling me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right, turn with us this morning into the book of St. John, and I'm going to read from the very first chapter to begin with, and I'm going to be reading other places as we go along. And I want to take a little thought how Christ, the mighty angel, takes on flesh and bones in this last day. Amen. And I'm not, when I say Christ, I'm not talking about Jesus going to come. I'm talking about His wife that have become a bone of His bone that's called by His name. Amen. He's going to, that mighty angel come down. We see Him in the Spirit to begin with, but pretty soon when we get down there in Revelation 8 through 11 down through there, we see that it's John that took the little book, and he's type of the whole church all together. And he began to prophesy and do things that, he began to prophesy and say things. And see, we've got to act and do, and when I say the word act, I feel like that might be a little less than the word I ought to use. We gotta do, we gotta obey Christ. He'll work through us, see. And this is not an act in the sense of like what the word act would mean our day. You know, acting out a program. We ain't got no program to act out. We got to let Jesus work through us, see. Amen. So, this gotta take on flesh. A body in the earth, see. And when it does, it'll have everything in it that Jesus' body had while He was here. And it's doing that as we speak, see. Amen. As He come back, it doesn't do it until He come back to earth. Amen. And we find that in Revelation chapter 10. Now, Christ Himself, I want to say, Christ Himself, as the man, Christ Jesus, He sits on the throne. Amen. Until the time of the rapture where we'll be changed and we'll meet a physical Lord Jesus Christ in the air. Amen. He'll be real, say. It won't be a spirit. He'll be real. Amen. But He come back in the spirit. Amen. As a body to be baptized into, and as we're baptized into that body, amen. That there mighty angel, which you can't see an angel, that mighty angel is becoming visible because, amen, we become what He is. See? Amen. How many believe it? Whatever He is, that's what we become. See? So, Jesus was with the Father in the beginning, just like all the rest of us was. Amen. But He came and He took on human flesh. See? Amen. He was there in the theophany form because He wanted to become a living soul. It was necessary for Him to come. And the Bible says that He didn't take on the nature of an angel or something of that nature, but He took on Him of the seed of Abraham. In other words, a natural man, that He could be tempted and tested and tried in all points like as we. And the other week the message was, amen, He tasted death for every man. I believe that was up in West Virginia. You probably got the tape here. Amen. And he paid it all, didn't He? Because we couldn't. We were down in a pit and couldn't get out, see. Amen. We were lost. We were on one side of a great chasm, God on the other side. But Jesus came and He became a bridge for us. Amen. He paved the way. Amen. Paved streets of gold we walk across, see. Amen. By His precious blood, He redeemed us so that we could be like He is, see. Amen. And the Bible says, in Him we live, move, have our being. And it also says that, amen, that we're dead and our life is hid with Christ in God, see? And we're a member of His body because we're baptized into His body. And then this body, it walks and talks and represents the full attributes of Christ for this day and hour that we're living in. If Jesus Christ did come in His physical body, He wouldn't do no different than the members of His physical body is doing. Because we are in His stead, Paul said. Amen. Not just the ministry of the whole body. Amen. We're in Christ's stead. We speak the words of Christ. We got the mind of Christ. Because the Bible says, let this mind be in you. Amen. Which was also in Christ Jesus. And Paul said, you have the mind of Christ. You are the body of Christ. Well, that's where we've come to in this last day. We know that Paul's prophesied of it, but it did not transpire in his day because the church began to fall away and so on. Went through seven church ages. We understand the purpose of that, and I'm glad it did because if it went up in the first age, I wouldn't have been in it. Amen. How many see what I mean? Amen. We wouldn't have been part of it. But God knew down here there was some more seeds that hadn't come forth yet. There was some more plants that was planted that would come forth in their season. So God created the season for them to come forth in. And this is your season. This is your day. This is your hour. This is your time to shine as the brightness of the sun forever. Amen. It's Jesus Christ walking around again here in this last day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we're part of Him. How could we be part of Him? We're made of the same thing He's made of. What was He made of? Amen. He was the Logos, the thought of God. He was the Word of God. And that Word was made flesh. First through Christ, yes, and dwell among us. Amen. So we see this is so real and so wonderful and so right. Amen. And not only that, He gave us His faith. The lady that visited with us the other week, She said when she read the book, The Faith of the Son of God, said it just blew me away. Says, just think, I don't even, said, it's His faith. My faith failed, but His won't. Paul said, you have the faith of the Son of God. And we operate by the faith of the Son of God. There is a faith that never has failed. Hallelujah. How many believe it? It has never failed. It's not just the gift of faith. It's the faith that He puts in you as He comes in you and you matured in Him. There begin to grow a faith in you. All the gifts are there. Amen. But faith is something, amen, as you look to Him, it's by His faith, knowing that whatever He says, whatever He directs you to do, you can do. And you will do. Amen. How many knows that? Sometimes we may not be willing to do His will. He don't force us against our will. He just makes us willing to do what His will is. Amen. How many knows that? He makes us willing to do His will. He don't force His will on us. He makes us willing to do His will. Hallelujah, and we're glad to do it then. But I want to read here in St. John where it talks about the Word, the first time the Word was made flesh in its purity as it would relate to us. We know in the Genesis God spoke to Adam and so on, but we're not going to get that at this point. But Adam didn't save us because he failed himself. Amen. It took someone else, see. So let me read here in St. John chapter 1. And I want to read verse 1 to begin with. It says, in the beginning was the Word. And that word in English, if you go back a little further back, you could say Logos, which would be a thought of God, the plan of God. And the Word was with God. Now I want you to notice this was something that was with God. It was in the thinking of God. It was in the mind of God. It was in the plan of God. Now, when I say thinking of God, don't think about a man sitting there with a mind, because God's a spirit, always will be, always has been. Amen. Glory to God. But in His mind, He had all this planned out, but He had a time set. He had Adam to come, and Eve, He knew the fall would take place, and I explained that the other week. Had not the fall took place, we would have been born sons of God, daughters of God, and we could never fall, we could never have a trial, but we could never project love towards God. Amen. But He wanted an opposing voice, a contrary voice, saying, you go this way, you go this way. Amen. But then He had His Word say, you come this way. And He wanted you to have a choice. Hallelujah. But He knew what the choice would be. Amen. That's why He had the voice. And when we get over there, we're not going to roll into heaven like a bunch of robots that couldn't do different. We're going to be there. No, and we're going to be there because we chose, amen, to do His will. We chose Him. We chose not to live after the plan of the world. Amen. But we chose to love Him. Amen. And go His way, even though sometimes it's a hard way. Amen. How many knows it? On the flesh, glory to God, because He makes it that way, and it's for His glory, see. Because if everybody'd want to be a Christian, everybody want to go, if He put us all on the flowery bed of ease, and gave us all 2 Cadillacs apiece, and a private jet, and all the money we could spend, you couldn't keep them knocked out, see. Amen. But He lets you go through the, some through the water, some through the fire, but we all gotta come through the blood, ain't we? Amen. So He's doing it just exactly like His plan said He would, and I love it this way. Hallelujah. I wouldn't have it no other way. Amen. Some of us had some rough times coming up. And still do have some times that's not pleasant all the time. But this is the will of God. Hallelujah. And we want to walk after the will. But here was something that was with God, the Bible says. Amen. Now what was that? That was with God. It was His plan. It was His Word. Amen. And in His Word and in His plans, He wanted to have a son that would come down here and be an example, and He would come and live in that son Himself. Amen. When Jesus Christ was baptized by John, John refused to do it early on. Jesus walked up, John says, "I want to be baptized." John says, "Not so." He said, "I have need to be baptized of thee." But Jesus said, "Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness." In other words, he was paving a way, see. Amen. And when he was baptized, he went, he was driven, the Bible says, by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Amen. He was tempted of the devil, neither eat nor drank for 40 days and night. And the devil tempted him. He was tempted in all points like as we. And at that time, the devil showed him a vision. Showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And said, "All of this will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Amen. But Jesus came back with the thing that he was made out of. He was made out of the Word. So he came back with a Word. Said, "It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." And the devil said, "Well, I didn't get him on that one, but I'll get him on this one." He took him up on the pinnacle of the temple and said, "I'll quote him a scripture." And this is it, wrote in the Psalm, about how that he will give his angels charge concerning the Christ. And if he dash his foot against a stone, fall, the angels take him up and he won't hurt himself and so on like that. So the devil, he said, "I'll get him now. I'll use scripture on him." Amen. He says, "It is written." He told him what it was. Said, "Get thyself upon the temple." He picked him up and said, "Cast thyself down, for it is written." Amen. Jesus says, "Also written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Amen. You see, that was the one that knew how to take the devil had the word, but he didn't know how to use it. He didn't know how to apply it. Amen. Jesus wouldn't clown for nobody then. He won't clown for nobody today. Can you say amen? Amen. He's not going to clown for anyone. He's going to do it his way, like it or not, but the bride's going to like it his way. Amen. And he went on with other temptations. If I get too long in these temptations there. Amen. But he was hungry, though. And the devil said, Job told Job something? Flesh, something, all that a man will have, he'll give for his flesh. In other words, he smoked Job, you know, with boils and all that. A man will give everything for to save his flesh, you know. And Job, he wouldn't bow down. He stayed true to the Word. But the devil says, if you be the Son of God now, and it's possible you could be, but I don't know. But I'll tell you what, you can make a believer out of me real quick. He said, "You're hungry?" Said, "Take these stones here and turn them into a big hot butter biscuit." We'd say, that's what we eat down south, butter biscuit and jelly or sock and syrup on it or something. Other. But Jesus said it, you know, Jesus wouldn't do it. He brought in about... the Word, there's more to this than fulfilling the flesh. Amen. You don't just want to eat for the flesh. Turn these stones into bread. Amen. What was the answer to that? That Jesus said, "Thou shalt," you know. Oh, yes. He said, Jesus came back. See how he answered everything. "It is written, thou shalt not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Amen. Now see, that was the Word manifest, yet he was being tried. Why was he being tried? The book of Hebrews said he was tried in every point like as you are, yet without sin. Amen. And it says, though he were rich, in other words, he owned it all. Everything that God had was his. Amen. He didn't have a need for a thing. But he became poor, the Word says. Amen. That you could become rich. Amen. He lived in poverty here Not that he didn't have something to eat or anything of that nature, and not that he didn't say, I got to act like a poor man or something. Hey, man, I got to be that way. No, he had stuff to eat, but he didn't take wealth and what would you say? He didn't overindulge in wealth. He laid it all aside. See, this is Philippians, I believe, the third chapter there, where he laid aside the deity. He became a servant. Amen. He came down here to show us how. Amen. And have you learned how? Praise God. Let the Word of God come forth. He was tempted, and they would try to get him to do different things, but he had one thing in mind. I come to do the will of the Father. Amen. You're here to manifest Jesus Christ for this day and this hour. That is why, as you are that Word that's manifest, you are the literal body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that we become bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh, and that's not spirit. Amen. How many knows that? Amen. But we're baptized into become part of Him. There's a literal, moving, functioning body of Jesus Christ in the earth today, and it's called His wife by John in Revelation 19:7-8. Hallelujah. And she has His very mind. She has His very potentials. Amen. Everything that He has, she has, because the Bible says He's a joint heir with God. Amen. We're joint heirs with God. Amen. And have that said, we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Romans 8:9-10. That we're heirs of Christ. Everything that He has, we're part of, because we're part of the same Word. And you were exactly the same place before the world was that Jesus was, because God ordained Him and planned Him to be the Word. See, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word were part of God. So that's what we are. They were part of God. And being part of God, we're the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And see, in this last days, these to take on, God sends them the Spirit of Christ. Amen. For us to be baptized into, that we can be the physical, living, visible part of Jesus Christ walking around here and talking in this last day. Hallelujah. I believe with all my heart, and I know it's so, that when Paul preached the Word of God, amen, Jesus would not have said it differently had He have stood here Himself. Because Paul said it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise God, through the baptism of the Holy Ghost that's given to lead us and guide us into all truth. But when you get to Revelation 10, it's not just the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's for the soul. That's to lead you. That's to guide you. But here come Christ Himself in spirit form. Amen. Amen. John saw a mighty angel come down from heaven. Amen. His rainbow upon his head. Feet like pillar of fire. If you want to know who this is, you read Revelation chapter 2 and 3, and you'll find all them signs there, and it's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. So Jesus comes in the Spirit. Amen. The church fell away. But God had other seeds that hadn't come in yet. Now watch this. There was other part in the mind of God. There was seeds to come in this last day, all the way through the dark ages. Those people gave their life in the dark ages. They didn't know what you knew, but they knew that God was real. And if I have to give my life to stand for it, I will. And about 68 million were slain for the Word of God. One book says that. Amen. Because they were God's seed. And God, each age, He brought His seed. Amen. Since Christ Himself ascended on high and become a mediator, He sent His 7 assisting angels down, one for each age. 7 church ages, 7 angels. Amen. Revelation 3:1 said, these things saith He that has the 7 spirits and the 7 stars. The 7 stars was the 7 men, but the 7 spirits was the 7 angels to bring us on. But He said, tell the last one, Sam. And when the last one sounded, he said, this mystery of how the church has come and what happened, said, this mystery will be finished. Hallelujah. Then God brings us back, not in a church age, amen, but that engaged bride, get married to Him, amen, and we become one with Him. Amen. Alright, how the mighty angels take on, how do Christ takes on human flesh? Amen. We're baptized in, He sends the Spirit of the Word, He sends the body, He sends the very Spirit of Christ, hallelujah, come down in angelical form. It's a Spirit for us to be baptized into. Now, being baptized in the body of Christ is not receiving the Holy Ghost. But you got to have the Holy Ghost to be baptized in the body of Christ. Being baptized in the body of Christ is to sell yourself out, sold it to the Lord. Amen. Be married to Him and nothing else in life matters to Him. Don't matter as much as a hill of beans, my mama used to say. Amen. Praise God. But let's see, you are with Him. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Now let's jump on down to verse 14. It goes on to tell about John coming, bear witness of the light and so on. And we've had a forerunner for our day, but we'll bypass that in this particular sermon. Verse 14 says, it says, and the Word was made flesh. That means the Word was something else besides flesh. Amen. The Word was spirit, but it had to take on flesh and bone. Hallelujah. What you're seeing in this hour is the Word taking on flesh and bone, see? Hallelujah. Amen. Bone of His bone. Flesh of His flesh. Word of His word. Spirit of His word. And that's why He can put His very own mind in you, and you cannot function well in this body of Christ without the mind of Christ. How many knows that? Amen. He gives you His mind. His attribute, and the very blood of Christ flows through your veins when you are baptized into that body of Christ. Now, I'm not talking about chemistry here. Now, let me explain the difference here, because see, some of you might be a little misunderstanding. The very blood of Jesus Christ flows through your veins. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. Well, that blood, that chemistry of the blood paid the price. The Bible says He offered one sacrifice. This is in the book of Hebrews, where they used to had to offer bulls and goats every year. Amen. To push it forward. But Jesus came, and by one sacrifice, He perfected forever. Amen. So that blood, it flowed out of His veins, went into the earth. Amen. Because He had to redeem the earth anyway, say. Amen. The earth is natural, so that natural blood went in there. But the life that was in that blood. Amen. See, the Bible, even in the Old Testament, God wanted this truth to be made known, so He told them not to eat the blood of the animals and so on like that, because that's where the life was and so on. Amen. But that life, the chemistry of the blood, don't exist anymore. Amen. But the life of that blood's just as strong today and will be millions of years from now. The life of that blood's going to be just as strong. Amen. That's what happened when Jesus cried with a loud voice and He gave up the ghost. He gave us His Spirit. Amen. That's what came back on the day of Pentecost. That's the blood that cleansed your soul. Amen. I heard a preacher preaching, and perhaps he was mean in the right way, but he says, when Jesus went up into heaven, say, He took a pan of blood with Him, a pan of His blood to offer, and said, that blood is still steaming tonight. Amen. He was preaching, telling about the blood, how to save you. That blood is still steaming. Well, that's chemistry. It was never any blood taken up into heaven. Amen. Not in this chemistry form. Only the life that's in the blood. Hallelujah. And that's why it's about you. When I said the blood of Jesus flows through you, that spiritual man, the life of that blood flows right through you, not the chemistry of the blood. Amen. Is that right? Praise God. See, there was a life in that blood. That's what we receive. That's when you repent of your sins and come to God. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you. Amen. You're born again by the blood of Christ, but not by the chemistry, but by the Spirit of the living God. That's why the Word says, amen, no man can come to God except the Spirit draws him. Amen. Didn't say except the blood draws him. Because the blood don't exist in that form any longer. Amen. How many sees it? But the life that was in that blood, what kind of life was it? It was eternal life. Amen. It was eternal life. Therefore, the chemistry of that blood would have lived forever with that eternal life in it. Because Jesus said, I don't have to die. Amen. How many knows when they came to get him, take him to be crucified, I don't have to die. He said, this moment I could call so many legions of angels. How many was 12 or something? Amen. To say, see, he could destroy all those men and save himself. But he said, for this purpose came I into the world. Are you willing to say, for this purpose came I into the world to be a witness in this last day of these great things that God is doing? Hallelujah. To be a witness that Jesus Christ is still alive. That Jesus Christ is living. That Jesus Christ has a physical body in the earth today. And you've been baptized into it. That mighty angel took on human flesh and bone. Amen, amen. That's when we take the little book. That's when we eat the little book. Amen. The Bible says, have you tasted? Amen. That the Lord is gracious. We eat that Word of God. Not tear pages out of this Bible, neither. No, we eat the Spirit of the Word. Now, I want you to watch here. The Word was made flesh. And the Word is still being made flesh. Because that same eternal life, don't miss this part, that same eternal life that came into Christ, amen, that same eternal life that caused the Virgin Mary to become pregnant, amen, the Holy Spirit overshadowed her, amen, and she was with child. Amen. That came directly from God as a seed of God, as a Word of God. That's why He was in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. And the Word was made flesh. Not some man-made seed. Amen. But since that Word became flesh, a seed of God, amen. Then we get that same Spirit within us. Amen. The same Word that came within Mary to produce that eternal life, it comes in us, but it comes into us after it was tried and tested. Hallelujah. In all points like as we are. Hallelujah. He said, I counsel thee to buy me a gold that's tried in the fire. What we got's been tried in the fire, and this gold has purified itself age after age after age, till now God looks at it and He sees pure gold. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody talking about walking on the streets of gold. Well, I tell you, the bride, if you... Amen. The bride's that city, you know, and that pure gold, one way, one street, you know. Amen. One way to God. There's one way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. Peter told us about it on the day of Pentecost, didn't he? Repent and be baptized. Then when the Holy Ghost came to the Gentiles in Cornelius' house of Revelation, or Book of Acts, the 10th chapter, while Peter spake the word, the Holy Ghost fell on them, and he said, can any man forbid water that he should be baptized? Amen. Command them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. I'm glad to take on the name of our Lord, aren't you? Why would anybody want to be baptized without using a single name? See, somebody said, well, I'm the bride. I've been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. If you're the bride, you're going to take on the name of the bridegroom. Amen. Is that right? Praise God. Amen. So, I want to read several. I wish we had the time to go into all this year, but we'll get it as we go along on different time. But the word Spirit. Now, God set a tree of life in the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now, the tree of knowledge of good and evil was very visible. Amen. It could be approached too, because it was knowledge and man was physical. But the tree of life, he sat there, but he didn't give them commandment to eat of the tree of life in the garden. Amen. You'll never find anywhere in the Word of God where God said, gave any commandments concerning the tree of life. Because that was to come later as we wait upon the Lord. Amen. But he said, now the tree of knowledge, don't eat of it, like in this form. Amen. The tree of knowledge and the tree of life had to go together, just like the written word and the spirit of the words got to go together, because Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6 that the letter of the word kills. And that's what the tree of knowledge did. He said, but the spirit gives life. God would have come to Adam and Eve and said, now, join together the tree of knowledge and the tree of life and bring forth children with eternal life. But the old serpent came in and said, wait a minute, I know how to do that without waiting. Well, look what he messed up. But you know, even in all that, when this thing's said and done, the devil's cast in the lake of fire, he's going to find out of all his hard work, thousands of years, all the people he deceived, he only got his. Everyone, God's going to open that book there when at the great white throne judgment. Amen. He's going to open that book. And every name of God's children will be there. Amen. Even those that's born and raised in the millennial reign. Amen. That go into eternity as natural people. But see, not a one of them going to be lost. So the devil, he really didn't gain a one in all the thousands of years and of all his scheming and planning and destruction. He didn't gain one single one of God's seed. Amen. Can you believe that? See, all that was with the Father. Jesus said, all, everyone. All that the Father give me, they'll come. The Pharisees, they had a religious system when Jesus come. Their religious system made him look like he was a devil. Well, they said he's Beelzebub, talking to their people. Amen. Being religious ain't having salvation. Amen. How many knows it? Did you hear what I said? Being religious is not having salvation. It's Christ living in you. There's where salvation is at. You will never get as religious as those Pharisees was in the days of Jesus. They were so religious as Jesus went about. He looked like scum in their eyes. He associated with publicans and sinners. He ate with them, and he ate and drank what was set before him. Even in the Jewish society, they drank wine with the meals and so forth. And some of them old religious people say, I ain't touching that. But Jesus, one of the things they had against Jesus, they said, why, he's a wine bibber. He's a gluttonous man. I tell you, every time you see him, he's eating, it seems like, and drinking. Amen, but he wasn't. He didn't do anything out of proportion, see. But that was the criticism. But the fact is, the way he lived and operated compared to what they thought was right, it made him look very, very, very bad in their eyes, to the point where they said, he's of the devil. He's Beelzebub. And the things that he's doing, the works that he's doing to casting out devil, said he's doing it by the power of the devil. See? Because he wasn't religious. Amen. Because he didn't fit into their mold. Amen. He didn't go into temple. He didn't wear that priestly robe with all the ropes and the titles and I don't want to say anything about this because too much, but I noticed I watched on Ted Kennedy's funeral. It was on, I think, for a day or two. Every time. Watched it long enough that all I could handle. But there was priests, different ones would have different color things on them, and they'd shake a little thing on them, smoke on them, and each one would get them to say a little thing, and sounds and talking tongues over him a little and so forth. I said this, if Ted Kennedy don't go to heaven, it ain't going to be the priest's fault. For they worked 2 days hard as they could trying to get him there. So if he didn't make it, he can't blame the priest. What more could they do? Amen. They put smoke on him. They said prayers over him. They sprinkled water on him. And, well, I better leave that alone. But the point is, can you see Jesus coming in there to that funeral? Could you see dressed like a common man? Amen. He didn't use big words. Amen. Well, that's him in the earth today, see. Amen. Come on now. He is not. He weren't religious then, and he's not religious now. Amen. He didn't wear a priestly robe then, and he's not wearing, his wife is not wearing a priestly robe. Amen. She's dressed in fine linen, clean and white, and that's his righteousness, and she knows why it is. She knows it's not some natural garment, it's the spiritual garment, it's the righteousness of God. Amen. The mighty angels took on flesh and bone. The mighty angel got a mind. The mighty angel working. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And there's a special diet for you. It's the eating of the little book. Just think, it was reserved all the way through. It was sealed up in heaven. Amen. I might not realize the full impact of what I was saying when I preached the message in Zimbabwe, way out in the countryside there in the church. I preached a message I entitled Obtaining That Which Was Previously Unattainable. And that's exactly what you're doing this morning. You're obtaining that which was previously unattainable because it was in heaven sealed away with seven seals and the seals weren't even taken off till 63. Amen. But now we have it in our hands. Oh, praise God. Not only that, we're eating it. But notice now, you don't see Christ. John goes up. Now, John being a type of the wife of Christ now. I brought that in last week to show you how it would be. Like the son, there's one man take the rapture. One man. One man in the days of Enoch took the rapture, Enoch. In this hour, there's one man take the rapture. Who is that? Paul said, the man, you've reached the fullness of the stature of the man, Christ Jesus. Said, you're members of His body. You're bone of His bone. You're flesh of His flesh. Hallelujah. The same Christ that come down to take on human flesh, amen, is going up to take Him back with Him. Flesh and bone. Not only is He going to take us with Him, He's going to reach and raise them from the dead. Amen. That come along while the book was sealed away in heaven. Through 2,000 years, He'll raise all them early Gentile saints up that was to be part of the bride. And they'll all be part of that body. Amen. Go up in glory. Praise God. Praise God. That's what's taking place today. And don't matter, I'll tell you this. If we could get 10,000 people in here, which would not build a bigger building and get 10,000 people. But we would not, and I can't overemphasize this, we would not add one name to the book because it was done before He ever made the world. Amen, is that right? Okay. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1 here. I just want to show you the same thing that Jesus was. And what did we read about Him? He was the Word. He was with the Father. Amen. He was manifest in the flesh. I'm going to show you where you were at and show you where you're at now. See, Paul prophesied and preached as though this would take place in his day, in his time, in his hour, and he thought it would. Up till right just before God took him home. Because Paul said, the Lord showed me I must prophesy. You'll not see my face anymore, and so on like that. So God let him know right at the last, hey, Paul, I'm going to take you on and let these... I've got seven churches. He might not reveal seven churches. I don't know what all he told him. Some of the things he told him, he says, picked up in the third heaven, and he heard things that he didn't care to make known to them. He said, be like unlawful. Well, I think we know them now anyway. It weren't for their time, their day. So Paul said, I've got to go on home. But he wrote something here. He says... I begin reading verse 1 of Ephesians chapter 1. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. And that, now let me say, that's the only way a man can be apostle of Jesus Christ. It's by the will of God, and it can't be changed. It can't be altered. Amen. Job says, God is of one mind, and who can change it? Nobody. It will be just like he said. Amen. Somebody might say, well, this man make a good apostle because he can preach good. Or he can speak well. Or he knows how to say his words good. That's got nothing to do with it. Paul was an apostle by the will of God. And that's how you're a Christian today. That's how you're part of this bride. That's why you're the wife of the Lamb. That's why you're clothed in fine linen, clean and white. It's by the will of God. Amen. He is the one man and who can change. Yeah. Praise God. So, Paul, the apostle, by the will of God, and to the saints, not only Paul now, that was saints same way, which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace be multiplied from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But see, Paul said, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. And that's the only place they are. Well, I ain't concerned about whether everybody got $1 million or not. Amen. But I am concerned about your spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And I'm here to tell you that religion ain't the way. It's the Word. It's Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Alright, let me go ahead and read. Blessed in heavenly... Verse 4 says, according as He has chosen us in Him at the last revival. That ain't what it says, is it? Amen. Chosen us in Him when? Before. Amen. Before what? Before the foundation of the world. And what did He choose us for? That we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Amen. Now I want you to watch. Now, how can we be blameless before a perfect God? By accepting the gift of righteousness. Fifth chapter of Romans, it says in there, He gives you the gift of righteousness and you can't get better than that. Amen. All right, let me get another verse. Having predestinated us, that means God foresaw your love for Him. He created you for His seed. Having predestinated unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His own will. Now, whose will? Amen. You get back to that same thing, His will. Amen. That's why you're here today. I just decided to come to church. Well, yeah, all right, you decide to come to church. But wonder how come you decided, see? Amen. I tell you, God's got more to do with this thing than what most of you think. How many knows it? Amen. He knows what He's doing. Amen. Sometimes we don't. We think we're stumbling along and all that, but all things work together for good, then to love God to those that are the call. According to His purpose. Okay, let me go on here. It says here, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He has made us accepted in the Beloved. So, that settles as far as I'm concerned. He has made us accepted. Then everybody else, hush. The Bible says it is God that justified. Who is He that condemned? He says it's Christ that died, Romans 8 chapter, the latter part of it. It's Christ that died. Who are you going to say anything? If He thought enough of you to die for you, then there ain't but one thing I need to do is shut up about it. Alright. I'm going on to Ephesians 5 here and just read part of a verse that I've quoted. Now notice here, Ephesians chapter 5, and I'll just read verse 30 here. It says, for we are members of His body, of His Spirit. Is that what it says? Of His flesh and of His bones. That means us. That don't mean our soul. Our soul ain't never had flesh and bone. The soul is that inner person. Paul talks about the strengthening of the inner man. But this is talking about flesh and bones, bone of His bone, flesh. I mean, it means you're His wife and you're part of Him. He came down and all that He had, He shared with you. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. I'm not going to have time to get all this, but I will just read the one verse here of Revelation 10. I've read a lot of times before. And you can get it, but I just want to show you what come down from heaven now so that you can have this. It says, and I saw another mighty angel, not just some small fry fella. This is Christ Himself. I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven. Now what? Clothed with a cloud. That means He hides Himself from the world. Amen. But we got headlights that'll pierce right through the clouds. You know, they're coming out with them their new headlights and fog lights. Amen. We can see right through a cloud. And here, when we look through the clouds, we see Job says, a cloud, like a cloud covering, but God sends a wind and purify it. That's the Spirit. He'll purify it. He'll drive back the cloud. And here's what we see Him look like. A rainbow upon His head. Now, you go to the fourth chapter, and you'll see who that is with a rainbow on His head. All right. A rainbow on His head, and upon his head, and His face was as the sun that was the sun, and His feet as pillars of fire. Now you read Revelation 21, not 21. Read Revelation chapter 2 and 3. Each church age, these years identified certain identities of Christ. This is the Spirit of Christ come back to be baptized, but He not only come back, He brings us something. Oh, you talk about here He come bearing a gift. He brings us that little book. Amen. And notice in heaven nobody was worthy to take it. Nobody nowhere. So the whole thing was lost without Him. But here come a bloody lamb. Amen. Showing what Christ did at Calvary. Took the book and He brings it to earth. Here He comes. Brings it to earth. And then the voice of God in heaven looks down. And He accepts us as His wife. And He tells John, who become a type of this, says, go take the little book from the mighty angel's hand and eat it up. Amen. It'll make your stomach bitter. It's going to taste good, but your stomach will be bitter. Why? Because you'll wake up. Now, I want to say this in here. See, Adam and Eve, they didn't know the situation they were in until they woke up. They realize, hey, and they realize that something has happened. And there's a message came to wake up a people in this hour. We woke up and we see, amen, we realize religion and church world's not it. See, we woke up to truth. We eat the little book and how the mighty angels take on flesh and bone. This is it. How Christ takes on flesh. He then, in this body now, He gives you His mind. He gives you His gifts. He gives you His attributes.
And he looks down, and it says Christ walking here, because Jesus, before he left, he said, these works that I do. Said, you're going to be able to do the same thing. And even more of them, because he's going to put all his attributes. That was when he was speaking to Israel, came on over, but we were grafted in, see. Oh, praise God. This message has through, but I tell you, we could go on and on and on, but I think we've said what would be profitable here. Amen. But thank God for the Word. How many knows what you are now? You're the Word. You were with Him when? In the beginning. What was Jesus now? He was the Word made flesh. What are you? You're the Word made flesh. And then the Spirit come down and anoint the Word, which is the mighty angel, see. Amen. And it makes you... See, I got on that where Jesus went into the wilderness. Amen. But then the angels come and comfort Him, and He came out of the wilderness. Amen. In the power and the Spirit of God, see. Amen. That's what we've come out of the wilderness. How did it feel when you came out of Babylon? Came out of Babylon. Came out of Babylon. Oh, how did it feel when you came out of Babylon praising the name of the Lord? I say it feels good. God bless you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your many blessings, God. I just pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll move by your Holy Spirit. God, that you'll just touch each and everyone in the Spirit. And we found out today, Lord, the kind of blessing that you give us. You give us natural blessing. You supply our needs. You said you'd do that. But Lord, you said you'd give us all spiritual riches. Lord, just having our needs met, we're not concerned about a lot of natural riches. You promised to supply our needs and put food on our tables and all these things, and we thank you. But now we enter into the spiritual storehouse and receive the spiritual blessings from Thee. Lord, we just thank you, God, for this Word. Thank you, Lord, for coming down and receiving us into yourself. By one Spirit we're baptized into you. There's one body, one Spirit. Oh God, I just pray now that the people, as they go their way, they'll water this Word by thinking of it, by talking about it, by meditating upon it, and by realizing that's what we are. Bless us all together, and may this Word, as it go forth from continent to continent, Lord, you know all the ears of the world it'll go to, and you know all the hearers. Lord, let it be a call to your seed, those that you predestinated. Let it be a call. Now's the time to wake up, to look up. Our redemption draweth nigh. We bless your name. We praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen.